From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian stock markets kicked off the week on a high note, with benchmark indices surging over 1%, driven by strong gains in large-cap banks, including ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, IndusInd, and SBI. The market rally on Monday propelled the Nifty Bank Index to a record high. By the close of trading, the Nifty itself had climbed a solid 223 points, ending the day at 22,643. While the Sensex posted a gain of 1.28%, reaching 74,671. The big banks weren't just showing off. They were closing the valuation gap between smaller banks, which have been priced pretty high lately. Take HDFC Bank, for example. Its price-to-book ratio is currently 2.55, quite a bit lower than its five-year average of 3.45, making it look like a bargain compared to some of the smaller banks. Mint's market correspondent Ram Sagar reports on a stellar start to the week for Indian banks. India is gearing up to boost its thermal power capacity big time. The plan? To set up six massive thermal power generation hubs, boasting a combined capacity of 30 gigawatts. With an eye-watering estimated cost of around 2.5 trillion rupees, this is no small feat. The government's move comes as part of an effort to meet the country's soaring energy demands. These hubs are strategically planned near coal mines to slash coal transport costs, a smart move that also taps into existing resources. It's like setting up shop right next to the supplier. Efficient, right? Coal India Limited and other public giants are set up to team up with power companies, pooling their resources and expertise to get these projects off the ground. Mint's energy correspondent Rituraj Barua reports on the government's move to set up more coal-fired power plants, even as it aspires to lean more on sustainable energy sources. Unicorns and startups valued over $1 billion are finding it hard to attract investors. Nowadays, investors are leaning towards smaller startups valued under $1 billion. This year, there's been a notable difference in investment activity. Data from Traxen shows 318 deals in smaller companies, but only a few in the billion-dollar club. Investors are particularly wary of companies valued over $2 billion. Mint senior assistant editor Sneha Shah spoke to several analysts, including Pankaj Nayak of Avendus Capital, who notes that investors are scrutinizing the potential for substantial returns, especially for companies valued over $2 billion. The dilemma for companies with larger valuations is proving their ability to triple in value within 5 to 6 years. In the previous fiscal year, promoters of prominent Indian companies including Adani Power, Tata Consultancy Services, and Tata Motors significantly reduced their share pledges by more than 56,000 crore rupees. That is close to $6.8 billion. Data from an analysis of Nifty 500 companies, which account for 91% of the total market value of all listed firms on NSE, shows a 35% reduction in the aggregate value of pledged shares, reports Mint's Mayur Bhalerao. On the Nifty 500 companies, promoters in 27 increased their pledges by more than 26,000 crore rupees, a 20% rise. Notably, 383 companies had no pledged shares, and 38 saw no change in their holdings. In the ever-evolving landscape of the Indian startup ecosystem, Rodan, the online trading platform for businesses, secured a hefty $340 million in its Series E funding round in December, despite a substantial 44% cut in its valuation from a high $3.1 billion in 2021. This funding round, one of the largest in India last year, reflects a strategic pivot as Udaan grappled with shrinking revenues and fierce competition in the B2B market. Despite the challenges, including a 43% drop in revenue in 2022-23 and ballooning losses, the funding underscores the potential investors see in Udaan's recalibrated business model. Founded in 2016 by ex-Flipkart executives, Udaan initially aimed to revolutionize the traditional B2B sector by connecting producers directly with retailers via an expansive digital platform. Over the years, Udaan has expanded across multiple categories, experimenting with various business models, including a foray into B2C that was later shelved. Mint's startup correspondent Sameeksha Goel takes a deep dive into the inside story of Udaan's pivot before its IPO. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.